السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. MashaAllah, it's good to see such a mixed crowd tonight. As I was driving here, I was thinking to myself, on a daily basis, we're bombarded with images of football players, rock stars, government politicians, and the likes, and constantly they're promoted as our symbols and people who we should aspire to. Seldom rare, we as Muslims are given an opportunity to reflect on really who our mentors should be and who are the people that we should aspire to be. And even rare, do we ever stop to think about the sacrifice that the great people before us have made. Alhamdulillah, so tonight is an opportunity for us to make this reflection. Tonight, inshallah, we will be speaking about the great Khalid bin Walid radiallahu and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq has been noted to say, Khalid bin Walid, women will never bear the likes of Khalid bin Walid. Now, I think alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate to have Sheikh Saheed, inshallah, who will be making a presentation to you tonight. And he's somebody who doesn't need any introduction at all, but for those of you who don't know him, I'll just say a few words. Mullah Zahir is the Hatib of the former Saddam Hussein Masjid Nasdan, and he has also over the years been instrumental in setting a Sufa, which is an organization that's dedicated to furthering Islamic education of our Muslim Ummah, which is much needed. So without further ado, I want to hand you, brothers and sisters, I'm going to hand you over to the Sheikh Zahir. Bismillah.
Why do you want to speak about a man who was the embodiment of jihad? Why do you want to speak about a man who quashed and destroyed all the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To that we say that these are historical facts, and every nation, every religion, every group of people have the right to remember those who have sacrificed for what they believe in. And no man sacrificed for more than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu for what we believe in. And it is not our fault that a group of people, because of their political agenda, have made terrorism and jihad synonymous. For jihad is a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do you have to pick up a sword to take the sword out of the hands of madmen? How often and how much we love the mujahideen of Afghanistan when they fought our war against the Russians, and how much we despise the same word jihad because it impedes our global agenda. And if you say that we should forego jihad because it has been abused by a few, then to that we will say that democracy, freedom and liberty has been the cause of far more deaths in the world than the jihad has. Far more. And therefore today I want to speak about a man, a real man. And to appreciate this man, you have to really understand the definition of what a man is. The ulama write, a real man is he who is not only brave, but with bravery he has a sabatul rai. He has a deep understanding into the situation. And these two components make a holistic man. And then you have nisf rajul, half a man. And half a man is he who is brave but he has no brains. And therefore his bravery gets him into trouble and it gets other people into trouble. Or the other half a man is he who has brains but he doesn't have the bottle to carry out the action. And the third is he who has no courage, or nor does he have any brains. And the ulama write, he's not a man at all. And then there are those men who are equivalent to many. Regarding Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Abu Talha on the battlefield, his voice is equivalent to 1,000 men. When Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, send me 4,000 men. And Umar radiallahu anhu sent him 4,000 men. And at the head of these 4,000 men, he sent 4 men. Zubair, Miqdad, Maslama and Ubadat ibn Samit radiallahu anhu. And he wrote him a letter. He said, I am sending you 4,000 men. And at the head of these 4,000 men, I am sending you 4 men who are, each one of them is equivalent to 1,000. And today I don't want to speak a man who was equivalent to 100 or 1,000 or 100,000, but he was equivalent to 1,000,000. He was Khalid bin Walid. He was born in the house of the greatest enemy of Islam, Walid ibn Mughira. Walid had all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah deprived him of the greatest favor, and that was the favor of Islam. And Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil Islam wa kafa biha ni'ma. Or praise be to Allah on the ni'ma of Islam. And if this was the only favor, it would suffice. If you had Islam and you had nothing else, it would suffice. But Walid was given all the other favors. He was known as Rayhanat of Quraysh because of his beauty, the flower of Quraysh. He was the richest man from amongst the people of Quraysh. As long as Walid ibn Mughira lived, nobody had the right to feed the mushrikeen hajis. Nobody fed them as long as Walid ibn Mughira lived. And at any one time, he had over 100,000 gold dinars at home. At any one time, and he was known as Wahidul Qawm. As far as his intellect was concerned, there was no man amongst Quraysh who was more intelligent than Walid ibn Mughira. All the planning, all the plotting against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through Walid ibn Mughira. He was the man who coined the term magician for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon occasion, he gathered the people of Quraysh and he said, oh people of Quraysh, understand that the Arabs from all corners of the Arab peninsula will come and perform Hajj, and they have heard about Muhammad, and they will ask you about him. So you need to be united and unified regarding your response. And they said, you tell us, Walid, you are the most intelligent from amongst us. What should we say? And he said, no, you tell me. So one of them said that, we'll say he's a gahin, he's a sorcerer. And Walid said, I have sat with sorcerers and Muhammad is no sorcerer. And then he said, then they said, we'll say he's a poet. And Walid ibn Mughira said, I know poetry better than anybody else, and I have sat with poets, and Muhammad is no poet. And then they said, we'll say he's a madman. And Walid ibn Mughira said, fools, don't you know that madmen cannot articulate what Muhammad says? And then they said, we'll say he's a magician. We'll say he's a magician. And he said, I have sat with magicians and I have seen their magic, and what Muhammad does is not magical, nor is he a magician. And then they said, what shall we say? And Waleed said, everything that you have proposed, we know it is false. But we will go with the fact that he is a magician. He divides between a husband and a wife, a mother and a daughter, a son and a father. And Waleed ibn Mughira was the man who coined the term sahib for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Waleed's hate for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that he offered his own son to Abu Talib. He said, Abu Talib, take Amara. He is the most wisest and the most upright amongst the youngsters of Quraysh. Take him and give us Muhammad and we'll deal with him. And then he said, isn't it right? We give you a man for a man. Fool didn't understand. If they had given the entirety of humanity for my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it still would not have sufficed. It still would not have sufficed. And Abu Talib said, do you think it's fair that I give you my child and you kill him? And I feed and raise your child. And when Waleed ibn Mughira passed away, Allah records in the Quran what will be his outcome. Allah mentioned in the Quran, Allah said, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. Leave me to deal with that one I created by myself. سَأُسْلِهِ سَقَرْ. I will enter him into the blazing fire. And when Waleed died, this banner of hate was transferred onto the shoulders of no other than Khalid bin Waleed radiallahu anhu, his son. And Khalid belonged to the Bani Makhzuma, and Bani Makhzuma was the warrior tribe from the Quraysh, and no one was a greater warrior than Khalid bin Waleed amongst them. He had the ability to hold the sword in both hands and control his horse with his feet. And he was renowned amongst the Bani Makhzuma that nobody could fight Khalid bin Waleed. And on the Battle of Badr, his brother Waleed ibn Waleed was captured by the Muslims. And Khalid came and gave 4,000 dirhams ransom. And when Waleed ibn Waleed reached a place called Dhul Khalifa, he was so impressed by the character of the believers that he slipped away and he embraced Islam on the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this enraged Khalid bin Waleed even more. And when the Battle of Uhud came, and it's no exaggeration, that the man who was responsible for the defeat on the Battle of Uhud was no other than Khalid bin Waleed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded 50 Sahaba under Abdullah ibn Jubayr to stand on the mountain of Uhud. And he said, under no circumstances should you descend from the mountain. And the narrations mention that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if you see birds pecking our head. And the battle started. And Khalid bin Waleed on three occasions tried to attack the Muslim from behind. And upon three occasions, the archers repelled him. And slowly the Muslims got the upper hand. And slowly the mushrikeen began to flee from the battlefield. And the archers began to dispute amongst them. Some said the command of the Prophet ﷺ was only until the battle went on. And Abdullah ibn Jubayr pleaded with them. But 40 of them left their sides and Khalid got his opportunity. You know, Amr ibn al-As defined Khalid bin Waleed. He said, he is a friend of death, a master of warfare. He has the dash of a lion and the patience of a cat. And on that day, he showed the patience of a cat. He waited for his opportunity and then he came from behind and he attacked the 10 archers. He overpowered them. And then with the dash of a lion, he was upon the believers. And every time he would strike a Muslim, he would say, Ana Abu Sulaiman. Every single time. And the rumor spread that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. And lots of the Muslims, they left the battlefield. And Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, came behind the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he stopped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 30 Sahaba with him. And the target of the mushrikeen were no other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But wallahi, the only way they were going to reach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was over the dead bodies of these 30 Sahaba. And when they attacked, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will repel them? And the first man to stand up was a Sahabi called Ziyad ibn Sakan radiallahu anhu, an old man the way. Wallahi, what honor that you die with your cheek on the foot of your master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on that day, Abu Dujana took so many arrows that when he could no longer take the pain, he stood in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he could no longer take the pain, he fell to the ground, and the narration mentioned that his back was like a porcupine. On that day, Abu Talha stood in front of the Prophet ﷺ, and he took so many arrows that his one side became paralyzed. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Talha, wajibat lak. Ya Talha, wajibat lak. He said, O Talha, today Jannah has become wajib upon you. On that day, Harith ibn Simma stood in front of the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, Waji duna waji. He said, My face will take the arrows, but I will not allow the arrows to hit your face. He said, Nafsi duna nafsik. He said, My body will take the arrows, but I will not allow the arrows to hit your body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was on that day that 70 sahaba were martyred. And when the rumor spread that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, Khalid bin Walid went to Abu Sufyan and he said, Are you sure that Muhammad is dead? And Abu Sufyan said, Yes. He said, Are you not sure? And Khalid said, Men like Muhammad don't die so easily. Men like Muhammad don't die so easily. And Khalid bin Walid had seen a group of people going up the mountain Uhud, and he went to pursue them because he wanted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar ibn Khattab took out his sword and he said, Khalid, come. But Khalid knew that the Muslims were on top of the mountain, it would be impossible to fight them. And it was on this day that 70 Sahaba were martyred. The beloved uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, Hamza radiallahu anhu, was not only martyred, his body was mutilated. Nowhere else in the life of the Prophet ﷺ did the Prophet ﷺ sob and cry. Besides, when he saw the mutilated body of his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu, he sobbed, he cried uncontrollably. And the man who was responsible for all this was no other than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, the only man to defeat the army of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Khalid bin Walid. History records that only two generals never lost a battle. One was Genghis Khan and the other one was Sword of Allah, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. The difference between the two was Genghis was a tyrant while Khalid bin Walid was a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Genghis Khan would say, the most beloved thing to me is to kill my enemies, to take their possession, to enjoy the pain and the suffering that I cause their families, and then as a final gesture of power, to rape their women. This is what he would say. And you know what Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu would say? He would say, the most beloved thing to me is to go on the path of my Lord on a cold and frosty night. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, this is more beloved to me than the first night with my wife. This is more beloved to me than the night that I have been given glad tidings of a newborn child. Why? Because he knew the words of the Prophet ﷺ, لَا غَضْبَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ رَوْحَةً خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. A moment in the evening, a moment in the morning in the path of Allah, or a moment in the evening in the path of Allah, is better than what the entire dunya holds. What the entire dunya holds. And then came the battle of Khandaq. And Khalid's duty again was to kill the Prophet sallallahu. And the Muslims, they dug the trenches. And Khalid orchestrated the movement of the mushrikeen cavalry in such a way that the Muslims attained no rest. And two people managed to cross the trench. One was Ikrimah with a group of men, and the other one was Khalid bin Walid. And when Ikrimah managed to cross the trench, with him was a man called Amr ibn Abdiwud. And Amr ibn Abdiwud was the undisputed champion amongst the Arabs. He had never lost a battle. And the narration mentioned he descended from his horse and he cut the legs of the horse, meaning that he wasn't going to go back. And then he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there anybody amongst you who is ready to fight me? And nobody moved.
Why? Because this was Amr al-Abdi. When women, their children wouldn't go to sleep, they would say, go to sleep, Amr of the Wood is coming. He was equivalent to 500 men, and he had never spared a man who fought him. And nobody moved, and Amr of the Wood began to laugh. And the mushrikeen began to laugh. And then he said, oh Muhammad, I hear that you say that your martyrs will go into Jannah and we will go into Jahannam. Is there anybody amongst you who wants to enter into Jannah? And Ali radiallahu anhu jumped up and he said, oh Messenger of Allah, allow me to fight this tyrant. And listen to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh sit down Ali, don't you know this is Amr? Don't you know this is Amr ibn Abd al-Wud? And then Amr ibn Abd al-Wud began to laugh again, and the mushrikeen began to laugh. And then he shouted again, he said, what about your Nabi Muhammad? And what about your deen? And the Sahaba couldn't take this insult. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, oh Messenger of Allah, allow me to go and fight him. And the Messenger of Allah allowed him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took off his turban and he placed it on the head of Ali radiallahu anhu. And he gave him his sword, Zulfiqar. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his hands to the heaven. And he said, oh Allah, on the day of Uhud, you took Hamza away from me. Today, do not take Ali away from me. And Ali marched out, and really, it was a mismatch like David and Goliath. And when Amr ibn Abd al-Wud saw Ali, he said, couldn't they find anybody who was bigger than you? He was only a young man at the time. And Ali radiallahu anhu responded, he said, I am at the lowest from amongst the believers, but you deserve nobody besides me. And then Ali radiallahu anhu said, before I fight you, I will give you one of two options. That you recite, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Amr ibn Abd al-Wud said, even if my head was in the depths of Jahannam, I would not recite these words. And then Ali radiallahu anhu said, you go back, don't fight the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Amr ibn Abd al-Wud said, then people will say, I ran away from a small child like you. And then Amr asked him, who are you? He said, I'm Ali, the son of Abu Talib. And Amr said, your father was my friend. My son, I don't want to kill you. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, you may not want to kill me, but because you are the enemy of Allah, I want to kill you. And this enraged Amr, and he went for Ali radiallahu anhu. And Ali was very nimble, and he moved from one side to the other side until Amr was totally exhausted. And Allah had given Ali great power, great natural power, even in the battle of Khaybar. He dislodged the whole door, and he jumped towards him, and he grabbed Amr ibn Abd al-Wud, and he dropped him. And you know what they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And he fell to the ground, and Ali radiallahu anhu took out his dagger. And Amr wanted to go out in style, and he spat in the face of Ali radiallahu anhu. And Ali got up, and everybody was amazed. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, we are believers. Initially I was going to kill you for the sake of Allah, but now it's become personal, so I don't want to kill you. But Amr could not live with this disgrace. And when Ali radiallahu anhu was walking away, he attacked Ali radiallahu anhu. And with the blessed sword of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ali struck him and killed Amr ibn Abd al-Wud. The other man who managed to cross was no other than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And he unrelentingly attacked the Muslims. It took 200 Muslim archers to repel Khalid bin Walid. And then came the Hudaybiyah. And again, it was the duty of Khalid bin Walid to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentioned, I came with 100 men. And I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praying the Dhuhr. And I thought, when they prayed Asr, I will attack him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, because of Khalid bin Walid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Salatul Khawf, the prayer of fear, where you divide the army into two. One prays and the other faces the army. And then after the prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, can anybody take us on the path where we will not encounter Khalid bin Walid? And they took him to Hudaybiyah. And on that occasion, the mushrikeen said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could come the next year to perform the Umrah. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came the next year, one of the first people the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for was Khalid bin Walid. And Khalid's brother said, oh, Mr. Messenger of Allah, he's left Makkah, saying that if Muhammad comes in Makkah and Khalid is in Makkah, Muhammad will not return alive. Na'udhu billah. And the Prophet said, Lillahi durru akli Khalid. He said, has an intelligent man like Khalid still not understood that there is no God but Allah and I am his messenger? And then when the Prophet went back, his brother Walid wrote a letter to Khalid. And he said, oh Khalid, when the Messenger of Allah came, one of the first people he asked was about you. And I told him that you left Makkah saying that you, if Muhammad is in Makkah, he will not return alive. And all the Prophet said, Lillahi durru akli Khalid. As an intelligent man, like Khalid bin Walid, not understood that there is no God but Allah and I am his messenger. I am his messenger. And the words of the Prophet, although they went through a letter, permeated the heart of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And one of my teachers, who was a great historian, I haven't read this narration, but he mentioned that one of the narrations is such that Khalid went home. He took his sword and he mounted his horse and he went around Makkah. And he said, oh people of Makkah, know that Khalid is about to go to Medina to embrace Islam on the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anybody wants his wife to become a widow and his children to become orphans, then let them stand in front of Khalid bin Walid. And nobody came out of their houses. And then Khalid radiallahu anhu went to Medina, and with him was Amr ibn As and another Sahabi radiallahu anhu. And when the Prophet saw Amr, Khalid radiallahu anhu, what did he say? The Prophet would have been totally in his right to have said, oh Khalid, is it you? The son of Walid ibn Mughira, our greatest enemy, why have you come to Medina? Is it you who was the cause of the death of 70 of my companions? And every time you would strike them, you would say, Ana Abu Sulaiman. Is it you who on the Battle of Uhud said that you will kill me before sunset? Is it you who on the Battle of Khandaq wanted to kill me, and on Hudaybiyah you wanted to kill me? Is it you, when I came for Umrah, you left Makkah saying, if Muhammad is in Makkah and I am in Makkah, Muhammad will not return alive? The Prophet said, none of this. Why? Because the iman of one person is greater than the kufr of humanity. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw Amr ibn As and he saw Khalid, and these were the cream of the crop of Makkah, he said Makkah has thrown away its liver. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced them and he said, oh Khalid, I knew that an intelligent man like you would come to the truth. And within a period of 3 months came the Battle of Mauta. And the Battle of Mauta was because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent one of his messengers to the Romans, the Arab, they had killed him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent 3,000 men, 3,000 men. And he said, at the head of the army, BMW M14, BAW Astra P293 NCL. Could you please remove your car? No, you guys always do this. And also, whoever this car belongs to, it should be bought back and they should be whipped 100 whips. Unless it's a sister. How about the rest of that? And within a period of 3 months, came the Battle of Mauta. And this battle occurred because the Prophet ﷺ sent one of his messengers. And the Arab Christians, they killed his messenger. And many of the Arab Christians, they became Muslim. And the Romans gave an instruction that any Arab who becomes a Muslim, he should be killed. And the Prophet ﷺ sent an army of 3,000 men. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the leader of this army will be Zayd ibn Harith. And if he is martyred, then it will be Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And if he is martyred, then it will be Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu. And if he is martyred, you may choose whoever you wish from amongst you. And when they reached a place called Ma'an, the Muslims heard that the Romans had sent reinforcements and the army reached over 100,000. And the Muslims said, let's go inform the Prophet ﷺ. And there was a Sahabi called Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu. And he said, O believers, the thing that you are running from is the very thing that you desire, Shahada. We don't fight with numbers, we fight with the help of Allah. So go and fight and you will attain one of two blessings. Either you will be martyred or you will attain victory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such was his speech that he inspired a group of 3,000 men to fight an army of over 100,000. And the armed battle started. And Zayd ibn Haritha was martyred. And then Ja'far ibn Abi Talib took the flag. And Ja'far radiallahu anhu's right hand was cut. And then he held it with his left hand. And his left hand was cut. And then he held it between his two arms. And they pierced his chest with a spear. And he was martyred. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw Ja'far flying in Jannah with the angels. And Allah had replaced his arms with wings. And then Abdullah ibn Rawaha took the flag and he was martyred. And then Zayd ibn Akram took the flag. And Zayd radiallahu anhu said, O believer, choose a man from amongst you. And his eyes fell on no other than Khalid bin Walid. And he said, O Abu Sulaiman, take the flag. And Khalid said, No, you take the flag. You are Badri Sahabi. You fought many battles. You remain in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, this was the humility of the sword of Allah. And then everybody insisted that Khalid bin Walid take the flag, and Khalid radiallahu anhu reluctantly took the flag. And the first thing he said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And then he said, O believers, the doors of Jannah have been flung open. And he fought with such ferocity that on that day, Khalid bin Walid broke 9 swords. Can you imagine how many people he must have struck? Can you imagine with power he must have struck them, that he broke 9 swords and the Muslims were being defeated. And Khalid inspired them in a manner that he turned the tide of the battle. And the Romans, they retreated. And the next day, Khalid knew that it was very difficult to fight such a large army. And he wanted to retreat, but he didn't want the enemy to know that he was retreating. So under the darkness of night, what he did, which showed what a military genius he was. It was one of the greatest military strategies ever seen. What he did is he sent a regiment and he said, hide. And when we line up in the morning, come out. Then he sent a group of another horsemen and he said, go to a plain in the distance, which is very dusty. And in the morning, make your forces run in that dusty plain. And then he put the left flank on the right side, and the right flank on the left side, and the front of the army to the back, and the back to the front. And he gave them different flanks. So in the morning, when the Romans saw, they saw new faces. They saw new flags. And they saw, we couldn't handle a bunch of Muslims yesterday. Now they've got reinforcements. And then what he did, a regiment that he had sent, they came out. They came out and they joined the Muslims, and they were sure that the Muslims had new reinforcements. And in the background, they saw dust flying. And they were convinced that more reinforcements are coming. And the narration mentioned that the Romans were totally confused. And while they were confused, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu attacked them. And they attacked him with such ferocity. The narrations mentioned that the Sahaba were striking wherever they wanted. And the Romans were going back. And in all this confusion, Khalid bin Walid managed to retreat the army. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the battle was going on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended the pulpit. And he gathered the Sahaba. And he said, Zayd ibn Haritha has been martyred, may Allah give him Jannah. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib has been martyred, and the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ were flowing. And he said, may Allah give him Jannah. And then he said, Abdullah ibn Rawaha has been martyred, may Allah give him Jannah. And then when Khalid bin Walid took the sword, the Prophet of the flag, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akhadahu sayfun min sayfillah." One of the swords of the sword of Allah has taken the flag. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Now the battle has begun to rage." Now the battle has begun to rage. And for a period of 3 months, Khalid from Aduullah became Sayfullah. From the enemy of Allah became the sword of Allah. And then when he came to the back to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ used him for what he was best at. And that was in the battlefield. The battle of Hunayn came and Khalid was seriously injured. And this shows how much love the Prophet ﷺ had for Khalid. He went looking in the tents, and when he found Khalid, the Prophet ﷺ took his saliva and he placed it on his wounds. And no sooner had he done this, that the wounds were as though they never existed. And then the Prophet ﷺ sent him on the battle of Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Then the time came to destroy Uzza. And Uzza was an idol in the valley of Nakhla, and there were 300 trees carved as an idol. And the Prophet ﷺ sent Khalid bin Walid, and he said, "Destroy the first one." And Khalid came back, and the Prophet ﷺ said, "Did you see anything?" And Khalid said, "Nothing." And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Destroy the second one." And Khalid went and he destroyed the second one. And then we came back and the Prophet ﷺ said, "Did you see anything?" And Khalid said, "Nothing." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Go and destroy the third one." And when Khalid went to destroy the third idol, behind it came Uzza, the demon of Uzza. And it attacked Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And Khalid said, "Kufranak la subhanak, qad ra'idallah ahanak." He said, "There is no good for you. There is your kufr, and there is no purity for you. And I have seen Allah disgrace you." And he struck it with his sword. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to show this miracle to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And then after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had unsheathed the sword of Allah, and Abu Bakr had no intention of sheathing it. And when the Prophet ﷺ passed away, much of the Arab Peninsula rebelled, and false prophets came up, and Tulayha came up. And Abu Bakr sent Khalid bin Walid to deal with Tulayha. And Khalid radiallahu anhu came with an army which was far smaller than Tulayha's, and it attacked Tulayha's army. And Tulayha was sitting there with his face wrapped in a cloth, and they came to Tulayha and they said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, we are being defeated." As Jibreel descended, he said, "I'm waiting for him just a little while." And then Khalid attacked again, and they came back to him and they said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, hasn't Jibreel come?" He said, "He's about to come." And they went and they fought again. And the third time when Khalid pushed, they said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, hasn't Jibreel descended?" And he mounted his horse with his wife and he said, "Yes, Jibreel just descended." And he said, "This is a day that you will never forget. And how can you forget the day that you encountered the sword of Allah?" And then Abu Sharjah came, and Abu Sharjah said, "My spear will wreak havoc with the regiment of Khalid bin Walid." And Khalid swept him away. Then Malik ibn Nuwayra came, and Khalid swept him away. And then came the worst and the greatest of all the false prophets, Musaylimah al-Kadhdhab. He had already defeated the army of Ikramah and Shrahbi. He had 40,000 men. And when he heard that Khalid was coming with 14,000, he thought it would be a walkover. But little did he know that he was about to encounter the greatest military general of humanity, of history. And Khalid radiallahu anhu came with 14,000 men, and he crushed his 40,000 men. And Wahshi, the man who killed Hamza radiallahu anhu on the battle of Uhud, he threw a spear which hit Musaylimah and killed him. And Wahshi would say, "In the days of Jahiliyyah, I killed the best of people," meaning Hamza. "In the days of Islam, I killed the worst of people," and Musaylimah al-Kathab. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent him to deal with the superpower of the day, the Persians. And the Prophet ﷺ had prophesied two things about the Persians. One, that Allah would destroy their their kingdom. And the second, that Allah has given the Prophet ﷺ the keys for their kingdom. That the Prophet ﷺ would take over their kingdom. And both of these prophecies manifested on the hands of no other than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr wrote a letter to Khalid bin Walid. And he said, Khalid, go and deal with the Persians. But because your men have fought many battles, those who wish to go home, allow them to go home. And when Khalid made this announcement, he had 13,000 men. 11,000 went home. And he only had 2,000 left. And he wrote a letter to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said, Abu Bakr, I only have 2,000 men. And Abu Bakr sent a reinforcement in the shape of one man, Qaqa ibn Amr. And the Sahaba was astonished. They said, Abu Bakr, what are you doing? You sending Qaqa ibn Amr in substitute for 11,000 men? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, those ranks which have the lives of Qaqa will never be defeated and forsaken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, on the first battle, the battle of chains, Khalid bin Walid showed what a military genius he was. The Persians were camped in a place called Qadhima. And the army was far greater than the Muslims. And Khalid bin Walid went near Qadhima, but he knew that the Persian army moved very heavy. Every single soldier had a sword, had a shield, had a bow, an arrow, and heavy armor. And the Muslims were very mobile. So he went near Qadhima, and then he decided to go to Hudayr. And Hudayr was a very important position for the Persians. So they hurried towards Hudayr. When they took over the Muslims and they reached Hudayr, by the time they reached Hudayr, they were shattered. And then Khalid, he came close to Hudayr and he decided to go back down to Qadhima. And the Persians from Qadhima, they rushed, they took over the Muslims and went from Hudayr, they went back down to Qadhima and they camped there. And by the time they reached Qadhima, they were totally exhausted. And Khalid, before they could take a breath, he lined his men up. And some of the Muslims began to object. They said, oh Khalid, there's no water here. And Khalid said, water will be for those who are steadfast and deserving of it. And the narration mentioned, no sooner had he said this, that the clouds opened and it began to rain. And then Hurmuz, who was the leader of the Persians, and he was 1,000 dirham man, and this was the highest rank that you could attain in the Persian army. They wore caps which were worth 100,000 dirhams. He came forward, and Hurmuz was known from Iraq to India because he had attacked India a number of times, and he was a great tyrant. They had a darb al-masal. They had an example they would give of Hurmuz. If they saw an evil person, they would say that he's a bigger khabis than Hurmuz. Or they would say he's a bigger kafir than Hurmuz. And Hurmuz came forward. And what Hurmuz did, he told a group of his soldiers that hide. And when I call to you, come out and kill Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And Khalid came forward. And Hurmuz fought with Khalid for a while in a duel, and then he threw down his sword. And he said, Arab, throw down your sword. And Khalid threw down his sword. And then they began to fight fists. And he grabbed Khalid radiallahu anhu. And then he shouted to his men to come out to kill Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And Khalid was a giant of a man. When these men came out with unsheathed swords, every time they tried to hit Khalid radiallahu anhu, swirled Hurmuz and they would hit Hurmuz. And then they didn't see him coming. Who? Qaqa ibn Amr, the one man reinforcement that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had sent. And he lined them up and he killed every single one. And then the sword of Allah dealt with Hurmuz, and his army dealt with the army of Hurmuz, and they defeated them. And then came the battle of the rivers. And in the battle of the rivers, the commander was another man called Qarib, and he was also equivalent to it was also 100,000 dirham man. And in this army was a man called Anus Jan. And Anus Jan said, I will show you how I defeat Khalid bin Walid. And he came out and he said, Is there a man amongst you called Khalid bin Walid? For if there is and he's man enough, then let him come out. And Khalid bin Walid came out. And Al-Nujjan said, and Khalid bin Walid said, he said, you are full of yourself. And he said, shouldn't I be? For there is no man in Persia who can compete with me. And Khalid said, isn't it so that brave men are also intelligent? See, Khalid gave the definition of a man 1400 years ago. And Al-Nujjan said, there is no man in Persia who is braver than me and more intelligent than me. And these were Zoroastrians, they worship fire. Then Khalid said, tell me, how does an intelligent man worship fire? For fire burns its enemies like it burns its worshippers. And if it was the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nobody would have the ability to even look at it. So why don't you worship Allah, the one who created the fire? And Al-Nujjan said, I have not come for a religious debate. And Khalid radiallahu anhu said, it was an obligation upon me to convey the message so that on the day of judgment, you don't say that the haq reached your ears. And then Khalid said, let's fight. And Al-Nujjan attacked Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And before Khalid could pick up his sword, he attacked him again. And he broke the sword of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And Khalid radiallahu looked at the sword and he threw it away. And then Al-Nujjan became happy. He said, game over. And he attacked Khalid again. And Khalid took out his spear and he thrust it in his stomach. And there went the greatest champion of the Persians. And then Khalid fought with so much ferocity on that day that with a group of men, he ripped through the Persian ranks. And he came out the other side and they saw Qarin. And he said, Qarin, what kind of man are you? Your soldiers fight and you watch. And Qarin came forward and Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu killed him. And when they saw their general dead, they began to flee. And the Muslims captured thousands of Persians. And on this day, the Muslims also captured the father of Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh. He was a Christian who was fighting with the Persian. And then battle after battle, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu demoralized and destroyed the superpower of the day. Although the final battle took place between Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and the Persian at the Battle of Qadisiyah. But the reality is that Khalid bin Walid had totally demoralized them before this. He had totally demoralized them. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent a letter to Khalid bin Walid to deal with the Romans, the other superpower. And he told Khalid, he said, hurry and meet the army of Abu Baydah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu. And Khalid called a council. And he asked, what are the ways? And they gave two paths. They said, one is that you go south. And this is the easiest but the longest way. Well, the second is you go north past the Euphrates River. But there you have to pass the Roman garrisons. None of these were good enough for Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And Khalid said, I need a path which is faster than this. Is there any other path? They said, there is no other path. And there was a man there called Rafi ibn Ammar radiallahu anhu. And he said, I know one path. But it entails 120 miles. Of going through land and desert which has no water. It is perilous for a single person and it is suicide for an army. And Khalid radiallahu anhu, these were people of Iman, said that is the path we will take because Abu Ubaidah told me to hurry. And they said this is suicide. And Khalid said, don't allow your resolve to be weak because the help of Allah descends on depending upon your resolve. And he said, as long as we have the help of Allah, nobody can defeat us. And this was the Iman of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, really. And then you look at throughout the life, when they besieged Hira, Abdul Masih came on behalf of the people in the fortress. And he was speaking to Khalid and he had a pouch. And Khalid asked him, who is this, what's in this pouch? And he took it out and he said, this is poison. It's poison. He said, it's poison. And Khalid radiallahu anhu took it and he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim And then he said, nothing in the heavens and the earth can affect you if you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he drank it. And when Abdul Masih saw this, he couldn't believe that the iman of Khalid bin Walid. And he said, I swear by Allah, O Arab, wherever you will go, you will defeat them. And then he went to the fortress and he told him, he said, throw your doors open, for these are a group of people who cannot be defeated. Why? Because on the basis of their iman. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu undertook one of the greatest military journeys ever seen in history. The water which was meant to last for 5 days lasted for 3 days. And then the only thing on the tongues of the Sahaba and the others was Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And then when they reached the place where they went to reach, Rafi became, he had an illness where he could no longer see because of the rays of the sun. And they said, Rafi, have we not reached the place? And he said, I can't see anymore. And then he said, send your scouts out to look for 2 hillocks which look like the breast of a woman. And their scouts went out and they found them and they came back. And then they said, he said, go and look for a tree which looks like a man prostrating. And they went out and they couldn't find any tree. And they came back and informed him. And he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He said, go out and look for it again. And they went out and they found the trunk of the tree. Just the trunk of the tree. And Rafi said, dig near it. And they began to dig, and the narration mentioned that water came forth like a river. And the Muslims drank to their full. Isha Azan is about to take place. There's a considerable amount left of the talk. I'll leave the part 2 for another occasion. Or sorry, if you want, we can carry on after Isha. After Isha, or for another occasion?
Finish it all today after Isha.
Okay, finish after Isha. So, what time is Isha?
10.
Okay, so Azan is going to take place in a few minutes, and a lot of brothers need to do wudu, and then inshallah we'll carry on after Salah.